24.10. EDE 01140720252147, audio. Talking about structures in the dimensions section. No, it's not a mistake. I was also surprised by this 500 meters. But I'm still not backing down. Installing 1.4 kilometers of elbows is no small feat. Referring to sketch EDED-97, the installation should, if possible, begin with two opposing sections. In our case, A and D or B and C. This is a construction strategy in the event of early commissioning for safety reasons. With two opposing elbows, the station will still be able to operate in equilibrium. A quick calculation gives us 350 meters per section for a diameter of 500 meters with 30 meter diameter modules. A straightforward comment that may be useful. 1 meter per element to be assembled, too much or not enough. This would involve 350 parts to join for one elbow. This means, in phase 1, 700 meters of elbows to install. I have a crazy idea in mind and prefer to keep it to myself for now. It will surface in due course. Inflatable elbows are not on the table for the SSV. One thing to remember, I have no calculations that allow me to estimate the speed of this station in space. However, I do know one thing, if the orbital launch engines are retained, the combined power of these engines will be phenomenal in space. The elbows are also a colossal mechanical reinforcement for this station as it moves. For the entire station, the larger the diameter, the more expensive it will be. On the other hand, the more solid it will be. This also involves the corridors. However, by simplifying the assembly techniques, the opposite will happen. Routine work progresses faster than ad hoc work. Not sure what to do with this space? A garage for the shuttle, perhaps. We must avoid the trap of building downwards. This station will bury us all. I know you know that. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, kidnapped in September 2007. This July 14, 2025.